What is up, people
of
the internet? I don't know why the hell I started like that, but that's how we're starting this. It is time for one of our favorite segments, Concert Recap.
Concert Recap.
This fun fact, this was supposed to be a double concert recap because I was actually supposed to be at a show right now. But your girl scheduled two podcast interviews right now, so I'm not there, which is fine.
Because but this also shows Leah's loyalty to this podcast, because when I texted her, I was like, well, you know, if you need to go to the show, I understand. But no, she was like, nope, I'm coming to record those interviews. So
I was already thinking about not going just because I just went to this show on Saturday that we're going to talk about. But also, like, when I bought the ticket to the show tonight, I just bought it back in November because it was 90 minutes away and I had heard like three of their songs on TikTok and I was like, this might be a vibe. And I just really don't gel with that artist. So, you know, skipping it was fine. Also, it's thunderstormed so fucking bad like an hour ago. Yeah, and I would so glad I didn't drive in that. But anyway, we're not talking about the show I'm not at. We're talking about the show that I did go to on April 30th. And that was Kelsey Carter. I'm so excited to talk about this. I have waited since like December 2018 to see Kelsey live. Like, this is pre-pandemic wait. She was about to
really?
Announce.
You've never seen Kelsey live?
No, because she's never toured the US. She's only really played opening for the Struts in the UK for a leg in 2018, I guess. Yeah, it would have been early 2018, late 2017. Mm-hmm. And then she was getting ready to tour, and then, you know, it was March 2020, so we all know what happened there. So this was her tour for her debut album, Missing Person. I went to Cat's Cradle in North Carolina, which I've seen. This is like my third show there. It was in the back room, which is their smaller venue. For the second time, they had two simultaneous shows going on, which was, I thought, gonna be like a cluster because there's not a lot of, there's a parking garage, but like, if everyone parked in that parking garage, there's not a lot of parking around. But I guess the other show started later than ours because I never saw anyone for it, or it got canceled. But I saw pictures on Instagram, so I guess it didn't get canceled. But I got there super fucking early because I had VIP because I have to meet Kelsey. I love Kelsey.
Of course.
Also, I wanted to be at the front because I'm short.
Yeah, but, priorities.
So I got there. I actually had to work on that morning, which I never work Saturdays. So, of course, this was like the one Saturday I have to work because it was our biggest day of the year. And the whole time I'm like, I could be on the way now. Like, can we just hurry this up? Rushed home, changed, full face of makeup, hit the road. I got there and I walk. Cat's Cradle is backwards. So it's kind of like in a strip mall. And the front that's in the strip mall is actually the back. So it's super confusing if you've never been there. And I walk into the back alley and I look at, and there's two girls sitting at the picnic table. And I was like, oh, cool. I'm not the only one here. And then they kind of looked familiar. And I walked up and they were like, wait, we met you at the Struts show in Richmond. And I was like, yes, we did. They were behind me and Beth Ann the entire time.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Emily and Hannah. So we hung out like the whole night because we were the only ones there until very close to when they let us in. Because we apparently have no chill. We met the opening band because there's no green room at Cat's Cradle. So pre-show, they just got to hang out in the alley with you. When you're lowest on the bill, that is your green room, the alley behind the building. So they let us in and we did a meet and greet with Kelsey, which first off, best $30 I've ever spent. Like, VIP upgrade, only $30. You got in early. Yeah. You got to meet Kelsey. Got a super cute picture with Kelsey. She's got like a cool, the name of the tour is the Pink, Kink, and Punk Tour. So it has like a cool custom background. And then she did a Q&A session, which I've never done a meet and greet with a Q&A session before. I'm sorry, but the people that were there asked terrible questions. And I really wanted to ask her what kind of cereal she would be.
Okay, journalist.
But
okay, music journalist.
I was gonna ask her what kind of cereal she would be, but someone else cut me off, so sad day for me. I can't report to you guys what kind of cereal Kelsey Carter would be.
Isn't it a shame?
And then we got I'm not going to spoil it because we were under strict orders not to spoil the surprise. I will tell you afterwards, Bethann, what we got. But we got the coolest experience I've ever gotten in a meet and greet. Like, props to Kelsey for thinking of doing this. Like, I almost cried. It was so sweet. If you have tickets, get the VIP upgrade. It is worth every penny. So then it came time for the show. Animal Sun was the first opener. And they were so lively, almost too lively. They're very much like a nostalgic emo sounding band. Like, they've got that My Chem / Fall Out Boy influence for sure. But they jumped into the middle of this room of 20-something year old women and tried to start a mosh pit.
And how did that go?
Not great. Everyone just kind of bounced up and down. It was so funny to me. No, I'm just laughing. I was like, I'm not here to mosh, my dude. But they were such an energetic opener. I still need to look up the lyrics to one of their songs because I swear they said Albus Dumbledore in the lyrics. There's no way that was right. But I need to look it up. But check out Animal Sun if you're into, like, you know, like nostalgic 2008 emo sounding stuff. They're really, really fun. The second opener was Nicki DeMar, who I honestly did not know existed until I bought this ticket. Apparently, she and her twin sister were pretty big YouTube stars a couple years ago, and she's gotten into music. Full disclosure, it was just not my thing, but there were tons of fans there just to see Nicki. They were very, very, very into it, and I'm happy for them. I'm happy they had a good night. They got to touch Nicki. They got to scream out that they love her. I mean, her songs were catchy. They're just not my vibe.
Yeah.
And then there's Kelsey. Like I said, I've been waiting for this show for so long. It was more than worth it. Like, so Kelsey is a former theater kid herself, and she knows how to put on a show. Like, it was at the same time one of the most professional but laid back shows I've ever seen. Like, she came out without shoes on. Like, from the bat, she was like, fuck this. We're not going to have uncomfortable feet. We're just going to vibe on stage. And I appreciate that. Like, I wouldn't do that either. And she's also my height, which means she's 5'1". She's a little shorter than me, I think. So she has this custom-built box so she can stand in front of the mic stand and everyone can actually see her, which I thought was super cute.
That's adorable.
And she had told us during the meet and greet that she was having some, like, allergy issues because she's not used to North Carolina pollen, because it's,
no one is,
you know, a toxic level of pollen. But I think if you didn't know that, you wouldn't know. Her vocals were impeccable, and her songs are not easy to sing.
No,
they're very much written from like a theater belting style. So she's halfway through tour now, so she's done this like 15, almost I'd say 20 nights in a row. Maybe a day off here and there, and she's still putting all of it into her performance. We got three covers, which I was not expecting. We got Girl Crush, the Happier Than Ever, which I lost my damn mind because I've been obsessed with that song for some reason. So to hear Kelsey sing it, sorry, but she's better than Billy, and I love Billy singing it. And we got Blondie. Her band is made up of, I call them Struts adjacent people, because she's, you know, dating Adam from the Struts. So her bassist is Adam's cousin, Tommy, who, there's some kind of optical illusion there, because when he's working with the Struts crew, he's Adam's guitar tech, he looks normal height, but next to Kelsey, he looked like he was 12 feet tall. He was so tall.
That's funny.
But he also wasn't wearing all black and like lurking in the shadows either, so.
Mm-hmm.
And then her guitarist is Matt Peach, who's a friend of Adam's from England. That man can fucking shred. Like, he needs to go pro. Like, he could probably solo himself just on guitar. He is so, so good. I also love that he had three separate Gibson Les Pauls in his, that was his whole arsenal. It was just three different Les Pauls.
The only phrase that came in my head was "shred me, daddy." I don't know why that. I don't know. I'm just gonna put it out there.
And then the drummer, I don't remember his name. It was Slammy something. But he was funny because he came out on stage with these like super oversized drumsticks that were like 3 feet long and sat down like he was going to play with them. And then he just threw them behind himself and grabbed his real ones.
Cute.
But yeah, it was an incredible show. I completely lost my voice after the show. I feel like I still don't sound normal to myself. It's now Tuesday. The show is Saturday. It was worth having to drive back at 11:30 p.m. Didn't get home till 2.
Jeez.
Walked straight upstairs. I took my makeup off, like, bare minimum. I was like, this will be so my eyes don't hurt tomorrow. Fell face down in the bed and woke up in that exact position 8 hours later. So it was a good night. One other thing before I wrap this up. Something else I've never seen done at a show. She did a Best Dressed Fan Award. So, like, prior to the show, you're supposed to tag her on Instagram or your social media of choice with your outfit, and she picked a Best Dressed Fan. You got to get up on the stage. You get these pink panties in a frame, and I won. And so I get up on the
stage.
Where
are they right now?
They're in my closet because Zach won't let me put them on the wall. To be fair, my display wall is the main window to our house.
True.
So
true.
It's fair. So I stand up on stage. And they're like, do you want to say anything? And someone in the audience yells, thank the Academy. And so I get the mic and I go to say something and my skirt immediately goes whoosh because there's a fan right behind where Kelsey stands. And so Kelsey just reached over and like Marilyn Monroe'd my skirt. It was very funny. Then I couldn't stop laughing into the microphone, which was embarrassing. But I just said.
That sounds on point. For how I'd expect that situation to go.
That's exactly what you would expect from me. Then I was just like, I want to thank Kelsey Carter and Kelsey Carter only. And then I got off the stage because
there you go.
Everyone was staring at me. But I liked it. I think more people need to do Best Dressed Fan. As someone who takes dressing very seriously for a show,
mm-hmm.
I appreciated that. But if you get the chance to see Kelsey Carter, go see her. Even if you can't go see her, go listen to her album, Missing Person. We get a taste of her, some songs coming for the next album. It's going to be so fucking good. And that is the recap because I'm being cut off because we have another interview in 4 minutes.
We do. Yay. Can't wait to edit everything.
You're going to have so much editing. It's going to be great.
Oh my gosh. This is why I got our one episode, which I'm not going to mention. And I almost did it.
Don't mention it.
I ain't going to mention it, but I got most of it cut. Because I knew I was going to have a bunch of recordings. But anyway, thanks for coming to this recap.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Concert recap.
Leave us a review. Okay, yeah. Bye.